800-977-2177 or on the web at compass.org. That's 800-977-2177 or compass.org.
Many people make resolutions early in the new year. Exercise more, eat less, attend church on a regular basis, and on and on and on. Tom Reed here. I'm not sure it's a New Year's resolution, but I can assure you that one of the major projects of ACN in this new year is to expand the outreach of the ACN Bible teachers across the country. You play a major part in the plan. We've prepared an email for you that explains and actually demonstrates exactly how people in other parts of the country can listen to the same ACN programs that you enjoy via the Internet. Once you receive the email, you can personalize it by adding comments to your friends or simply forward the email to those on your email list. The results will be astounding. Keep an eye out for the email, and if you've not received it, simply send an email to info@acn.cc and request the Internet email. Together, we can bring the word to thousands of new souls.
Good morning, Eastern Washington. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to the Battlefront Live from Spokane with a little bit of technical difficulties in this Happy New Year, but our hope is not in man, but in Jesus Christ. We can't end with prayer. We must also move to action, and that means our hope is not in technology either. And prepare your horse for battle, but the battle is the Lord's. And now from the front, your weekly intelligence briefing on the international front. Benghazi was declassified this morning, and sit down, hold on to your chairs. The media lied about what they knew. That's what the declassified document showed. So now we have mantra, Benghazi declassified, the media lied. And I think we need to keep hammering on that for a simple fact that the media is supposed to be the watchdog out there about what's going on internationally, and they just weren't. Why? Well, it's their president. That's why. If it was anybody else, they would have been. So go to the Internet for your information and listen to Battlefront. That's where you're going to get a lot of the truth, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that more in the show. On the national front, Popular Science has a massive article on something that was poo-pooed by the Spokane County Sheriff a year and a half ago, insect drones. And Popular Science has an entire article on the rise of insect drones and what scientists are doing to make insect drones a reality. What does that mean for you and civil liberties? Well, they want to use them in law enforcement. Perhaps that's why the sheriff didn't want to talk about it. Also on the national front, 91.8 million people not participating in the workforce. 91.8 million people not participating in the workforce. That's almost a third of the country. That is a recipe for disaster right there. And although underreported, the stock market was paying attention and has been steadily dropping since then. On the Olympia front, well, yesterday we had a couple of wins on the first day of regular session. See how I'm getting used to saying special session because we've been down here so darn much. So first day of regular session, we had a couple of wins, but we also had an extremely rare occurrence. In fact, I've never even seen it the time I've been here in Olympia, and that is voting on the first day of session on a bill that has not had a hearing for that session, on a bill that nobody even knew was going to come up, and that was the DREAM Act. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. On the local front, well, there's a problem going on in Spokane County, and it's among conservatives. Conservatives are under attack right now, and Republicans who say they're for unity have been endorsing Democrat candidates against Republicans, and specifically conservative Republicans. And we also found out yesterday that unfortunately some elected Republicans in Spokane County have been recruiting candidates to run against conservatives and those that believe in freedom and liberty. I want to let that sink in for a bit, because those calls for unity have unfortunately led to just a one-way street. And we're going to be talking about what you can do to change that, what you can do to get involved, because I believe that the vast majority of people in Eastern Washington are conservative, and clearly the vast majority of people listening to this show are conservative, and we need to rally together and protect our own. And that this morning is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. And speaking of God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving Americans, this morning I have with me and will for the rest of the session every Tuesday at 8:30, 42nd District Representative Jason Overstreet and the bearded one from the 15th District, State Representative Dave Taylor. Thanks, gentlemen, for joining me once again on Battlefront.
Thanks, Matt.
Good morning.
All right, so yesterday, two wins on rules. One rule, pretty good, talking about citizens testifying first. Jason, tell listeners a little bit about what that is and why it's important.
Right. Citizens travel a long way to Olympia to testify, usually for hours and hours to get maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes at the testimony table. And what happens on bigger bills is that the lines generally are too long to fit everybody in. So it is important that the citizens of Washington State get to testify first before any lobbyist or state agency head or employee or lobbyist. And that rule was included in the rule changes this year.
And it was a freedom agenda idea. It should have already been there, don't you think?
Seems pretty simple, seems common sense, but that's not the way Olympia has been run under the Democrat majority for the last 30 years, so we changed that.
We did change it, and they had to agree because it is the people's house. People should have a voice first. Dave Taylor, there was also a rule win yesterday in regards to kind of transparency for legislators so that they can't just skip out on a vote and not be held accountable. Explain to listeners what that is.
Well, Matt, one of the big one, and we've seen it since you and I have been here over the last 6 years, individuals who simply don't want to take a vote on an issue for whatever political reason, they'll skip out. There's also instances, admittedly, where the machine didn't work, an individual was in the hall speaking with a constituent, and they missed a vote. Well, there's something called the House Journal, and you're allowed to submit a statement to the journal, had I been here, this is how I would have voted, to provide a clear and distinct difference to those others around you in some cases as to how you're going to vote. It provides transparency to the public, provides the public an opportunity to go into the journal and see how you would have voted had you not missed that vote or something else hadn't occurred.
And sometimes, actually, we have representatives that will literally be there for every vote and then step off the floor for one vote and be, quote, absent, so they don't have to be held accountable.
We have seen that. We've also seen, and to be fair, I mean, I was the victim of a technical difficulty 1 year and I had a vote not count. I was sitting there, the button didn't work. I used the journal in that case to say, no, I was here, as a matter of fact, and this is how I would have voted had the voting machine not malfunctioned. But as an example, last year we saw one representative as an example who is an educator and just didn't want to vote on a Fund Education First motion that we had made on the House floor, and so just disappeared. Came back a little while later, shockingly, and continued to participate, but was absent for that particular vote. This is an opportunity to have that transparency.
And I think it's important for everybody out there listening that even if you are not in Eastern Washington and you're still hearing the show today, maybe streaming live over the internet, that you can still hold your representative accountable. And this whole excuse of I was absent, so my vote wasn't counted, isn't an excuse anymore. So really take a look at that, especially if you've got representatives that are in so-called swing districts, because that's usually where they will try to skip out and not take a stand on a particular issue because it's politically untenable. Well, speaking of transparency, yesterday for the very first time, at least in the time I've been there, in fact, I've never even heard of it happening, we had a bill voted on the first day of the legislative session without any hearing, without any warning really until we showed up in the morning. And that insult to injury was the DREAM Act, or maybe the Nightmare Act, or the Broken DREAM Act, whatever you'd like to call it. Jason, what was kind of your thought on that happening? And tell the listeners a little bit about what the DREAM Act
The is. Violation of the Rule of Law Act, the Unfunded Promise Act, the lie, the bipartisan support of President Obama's violation of the rule of law. What happened was that 5 minutes after Frank Chop finished giving his opening speech, which was all about the lead-up to the vote for the DREAM Act, 55 Democrats and 16 Republicans supported President Obama's DREAM Act, which is an unfunded promise to these people who are being lied to, and it's also a violation of the rule of law. That's what happened, Matt.
So it's tuition assistance to illegal immigrants, and even the folks that are here legally who are citizens of the United States that have applied for NEED grants still don't. There's not enough money out there even to fill those. Dave, explain to listeners a little bit about that.
That's absolutely correct. There's the numbers that we saw yesterday. They were updated numbers. There were approximately 32,000 students who are eligible for the state NEED grant, who applied for the state NEED grant, but didn't receive money under the state NEED grant because there's not enough money to go around. And ultimately what House Bill 1817 did, the DREAM Act, was expand the pool of those eligible for the state NEED grant. And we've heard numbers all over the board. It's only 300, it's only 600, it's only 1,000. It really doesn't matter when you start looking at the budget and you start looking at the real figures. And there's already 32,000 students who do not receive money who are eligible. To be eligible, you've got to have graduated from a Washington high school, and you've got to have a 2.0 GPA. Now, let's be honest here. And granted, this was a while ago, 20-plus years, but you couldn't get into a four-year school with a 2.0 GPA. So for me, this is an issue of Jason hit it right on the head. Part of it is the undocumented aliens who are in this country, contrary to law. But the other half is pure budgetary and an issue of fairness and whether or not it's even honest. If you look at the 2013 budget that the House Democrats passed off the floor, they included a total of $100,000 for House Bill 1817 implementation. That's not going to fund 600 students, and it's certainly not going to fund 32,000 students.
You know, behind the scenes here in Olympia, unfortunately, there was a lot of talk of political pandering to the Hispanic community, but the Hispanic community in Washington State is divided over this as well. In fact, some of them are holding us in contempt because they say, why are you making a promise you can't even pay for?
That's absolutely correct, and I've heard that back home. It's what's interesting is we all know how this works. They pass it, and next year in 2015, there will be a significant lobbying effort to increase the state NEED grant in order to fully fund House Bill 1817. We see it every 2 years. They pass something, and a year or two later, there's a new lobby group,
and that means new taxes.
Absolutely.
Well, and speaking of holding us in contempt, the Washington State Supreme Court last week implied in a decision, I mean, it would be laughable if it wasn't the justices of the Washington State Supreme Court that said this, said and implied that they could hold the legislature in contempt for not fully funding education. Now, taking the funding education thing off the table completely, let's just talk about the process and separation of powers. Jason, what's your opinion?
Well, it's a long-held doctrine enshrined in both the U.S. and Washington state constitution. In this court, save one justice, Justice Jim Johnson, who was the only dissenter, has taken it upon themselves to legislate by dictating a dollar amount that the legislature has to apply to education. The state Supreme Court is completely out of control, and if they want to hold anyone in contempt, I ask Chief Justice Madsen to put my name at the top of her list because she's simply out of her jurisdiction at this point.
She absolutely is. One of the interesting things that came out of the dissent with Justice Johnson was he essentially said, we're trying to be legislators, and there's a very clear line. Maybe we should try to be judges, Dave.
I'm not sure I'd want that job. But the fact of the matter is, let's assume I was an attorney. If I wanted the job, I could run for it. If the state Supreme Court justices want to legislate, they can run for the legislature. This is a clear separation of powers issue. They are creating a constitutional crisis. And let's make no mistake, This is a political action. This order, decision, whatever it is, came out last Thursday, followed by a proposal by the Superintendent of Public Instruction for a tax increase to fully fund education. And the mantra all over the Hill on Monday was, let's restore teacher COLAs. This is systematic. This is planned. It's nothing but a political game that's being played to put pressure on the legislature to increase funding to education yet again. Let's not forget that we did increase funding to education in the 2013-15 biennial budget.
And let's talk also about the funding of the judiciary, since we do hold the power of the purse in the legislature. Actually, last week, it was perfectly timed intentionally, because usually we have a